Okay, now let's do Baba Kama Daf Kuf Aleph for Erev Pesach. And it's interesting, something that comes up on today's Daf will relate to what we have to do, one of the things that we have to do tomorrow, as we'll see. Tana Rabbanan says the Gemara, and again, I apologize if this is a little truncated Daf, but it is Erev Pesach, and there's a lot to do. Tana Rabbanan, Hanosin Eitzim Lecheresh, Lacharash, Lasos Man Kisei, if you give wood to a carpenter to make a chair, and instead he fashioned a bench. As we spoke about in the Mishnah, when you have a worker that did something different than he was supposed to do. Safsal v'asamehen kisei, or a bench, and he made it into a chair. So he made something, he was mashbiach it, but it was different than it was commanded. So Remeir Omer, nosin lo dumei etzav. Remeir says he has to pay for the dumei etzim, because Remeir holds shinui as kona, and therefore the chair or the bench belongs to the Uman, and he just has to pay for the raw materials. Right? Rashi says, Kaninu b'shinui. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, it depends. As Rabbi Yehuda said in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda says that Yado ala tachtona, he, the worker, has always did something wrong, so he always has his has the lower hand, and therefore he gets paid the least. Umodi, Rabbi Meir, though, admits to Rabbi Yehuda, im nasan eisem lacharish, lasos men kisei na'eh, vasos men kisei ka'ur, if he did exactly what he was supposed to do, almost, he made the same sug of item, he made a chair, but he was supposed to make a nice chair, he made an ugly chair, or safsal na'eh, vasos safsal ka'ur, he didn't make as nice a safsal, so then, that is not a shinui. That's not a shinui, because he did what he was supposed to do, he just didn't do perfectly what he was supposed to do. That's not called shini midas balabayas, and therefore, there he holds like Rabbi Yehuda, that there is no shini kone, and you just pay the lower amount. Literally, is there appreciation of dye on the wool or not? Okay, what is this regarding? So Rashi says that the root question here is, if you look on the first skinny line, Chazusa milsahi olav milsa. Does appearance have a status in halacha or not? Is Chazusa milsa or not? That is how Rashi formulates the question. So Gemara says, Hechidami, what exactly is the case in L'may nafkamina, that whether Chazusa, appearance, is significant in halacha or not? Ilema de gozal samanim vidakinhu vitarinhu is the case, the question, because of the following: that you stole samanim, a person steals dye. What, doesn't really steal dye, he steals at a dye grow. Dye grows on plants like the and then they crush it up and they put it into water and then it creates a dye. So what happens if you steal the plants and you crush them vitarinhu and then you soak them vitsava ahead and then you color them? Then typically we shum tekaninu b'shinui. Then that there's no question about whether what's the issue, that whether there's the shevach samanim al tzemer, and whether you have to pay for this dye. You have to pay for it for sure, because you're a koni at b'shinui. That can't be the nafgamina for the question. So El, what must it be? And we're gonna have five suggestions here. This is number two. So lo tzricha de gozal samanim shruyim. It must be you stole a soaking vat of dye, bitsava bahu, and you use that to color tzemer. And what's the question? My ye shevach samanim al gabi tzemer. Do we say that there is shevach of samanim, that the chazusa, the appearance, is halakhically significant on the wall? Da amar le havli simani deshakal tenu, that he could say that, hey, look, you took my dye and you dyed the wool, so give me my dye back. Meaning it's something significant. There's not just wool there, there's dye there. Even though it's red wool now, I can still say, give me my red back. Or do I say that once you dye an item, you dye wool, then the dye loses its independent significance, and therefore the dyer can say, you don't have anything by me. I don't have anything of yours. No, where's the dye? I don't know, it disappeared. There's the Gemara, 1 minute. Amri, even if you hold the latter, that it does not have any significance anymore, can he say, I don't owe you anything? Namely, havli si money dafsa de tinu. Fine, it's not here anymore, but you took it. You caused me a loss. So what? Of course he can't say that. He can't. The nafkamina isn't whether he's going to be chayv or potter. So number three, el alahach gisa. Maybe this is the nafkamina. What's the issue? Ein shavach samanim al gabei tzemer uboy shalu melei. Do we say that? Again, it's not halachically significant, and therefore it's not here anymore, and you have to pay for it. O dilma, or... can he say yesh rachsam nagabi etzemer, that it does exist, the dye does exist on the wool, v'yamarlei hamanchi kamach shaklinu, and he can say, here, take it, take it, take your dye, it's on the wool. So that's the nafgamina. Says the Gemara, 1 second, shaklinu, but my shakli, how is he going to take it? It's on the wool. Bitzafon, bitzafon, rabbi soap, use soap and get it out. Gemara says, safun, avri me'avar, hashav alo avid. What do you mean, safun's going to get it out, but he's not going to be able to return it? It's going to make the beged clean. But you're not going to get the dye. The dye's not going to go back to what it was. So, possibility number three is rejected. But before that, for a minute, at one point in this stage, in this number three, the Gemara said that if it exists, he could say, here, it's in front of you, take it. Tosas just has the ha'ara on top, that obviously he would have to pay for the dry cleaning. He'd have to pay for the wool cleaning. Mikal makam agra b'ayla meisav l'mishkalahu. Right, just like we had the other day, that he'd have to pay for the diver. Right, he'd have to pay for the dry cleaning, but that, even in the havamina, he'd have to pay for that. Either way, we reject it, because how are you going to get it out? It's not returnable. So number four, Ela hachamayaskinan, this is the case. Kegon de gazal tsemer v'samanim dechad. You stole the dye and the wool of Ruvain, meaning each separately, and v'tzave lahu tsemer v'hanach simanim. And you did the guy a favor, and you took his wool, and you took his dye, you put it all together, and now he has red wool. V'kama hader le'nil le'tsemer, and you give it back. So what's the issue? Yeshevach samanim al gabei etzemer. Do we say that it exists? V'kama hader le'simanim etzemer, and therefore when he gives it back, he's returning wool, and he's returning dye. It still exists. O Dilma, or do we say Ein Shavach Saman Al Gabei Tzemer? Or do we say that it does not exist once it's used? But Tzemer Mahadilei Simanan Lo Mahadilei, and he's only returning wool. He's not returning dye. Do we say that approach? And that's the nafkamina for Yei Shavach or Ein Shavach. So again, the Gemara says Amri Tepekle Da'ikele Niyele B'Damei. 1 minute. What's the case that he stole the wool and he stole the dye of someone and he put it all together? And the question is, can he return it as is? But didn't the wool go up in value? And if the wool went up in value, so therefore, you know, why shouldn't, what are the two tzadim? If it went up in value, so he's returning him something that he's happy about. And therefore, what's the issue? What's the issue? Of course he could give it back. It's worth more than it was beforehand. The Rama and the Shita Mekubetz says here, interesting, says, usually, if the gazlan is mishana something, is he allowed to give back the item? Let's see, he's Mishanim, but he wants to get back the item. Is he allowed to get back the item? Even if it's worth more? So the Rama says, from this morning, you see, yes. Because he does, could the Nigzal demand, I want money? So here, the Gemara assumes, earlier, no, if it's worth more, he can for sure give it back. What's the question? What do you mean? There was a Shinui. What can the Nigzal say? I don't want this. There was a Shinui, there's not money anymore, I want money. So it sounds like from here, no, that even if there was a Shinui, he could give the item back, and he cannot demand anything, he cannot demand the money. So, the Gemara says, why is that a nafkamina? So, lo tzricha, dissolved tzivei. So, it must be a case where it went down in value. What happened? Colored dye is worth much less than non-dyed wool. That's what must have happened. Rashi says, zol tzivei, semer tzavua huzal ba'olam. Ve'in magiyin shavak ledemei simanim. Right? If you have wool and red dye, that's worth a certain amount, but if you have red wool, that's worth less than the wool and the red dye. That's the case here. There are two days in the Meiri here. What if the Baal HaBayis was planning on dyeing it himself, and then it went down in value? Right? Do we still say that this Shiloh? We say no. He was going to do it anyway. Do it anyways. That's the 2 days in the Meiri here. That he says some say that even if the Baal HaBayis was to be tzoveya, it's still. However, who's al shemi yimalech? He might have changed his mind. V'yesh chalkim bazeh, and something, no. If he was going to do it, he was going to do it, and therefore, I'm not responsible if he was going to do it anyway. V'ibay seima, or another way to get out, again, within this approach number four, again, what's the case? That you stole the tzemer and the samanim of one person, you put it all together. Didn't it go up in value? No. Maybe it went down in value. Or, v'ibay seima kagon shetzava bahu kufa. What's tzava bahu kufa? Rashi has 2 days. First day is, a monkey came and did it. A monkey came and did it, right? A monkey came and stole, and what? No, I'm sorry, go back for a second. He stole the monkey, and he stole the dye, and he colored the monkey. Gazal, now you'll see why I made that mistake in a second. Gazal kof v'samanim, v'tzavas kof. He gave back a blue monkey. He gave back a blue monkey, and that's what happens here, and that's why it didn't go up in value. Because a blue monkey is not worth more, it's probably worth less than a non a non-blue monkey. And Eitzva Amri La Kupa Shal Nitzarim. Some say it means a basket, right? A kupa, a basket which also doesn't get better. But Tosfos here says, Tosfos here, if you look in Savabu Kufa, he quotes Rashi, and then he says V'tema Im Kain Afsidei B'Yadayim. If you die your friend's monkey, that's mazik, that's hezek nikar. What's the shaila? So V'nira Lafari, you know what is it? Savabu Kufa Klomar Begrius Ubekiur Kain Kof Shehu Mechuar. No, you died it in an unbecoming way, which is like a monkey who is unbecoming. It's unbecoming. And the Rabbeinu Peretz, when he quotes this, quotes Maisa Kof Ba'alma. That's what got me confused. Maisa Kof. Why is it called a Maisa Kof? Because he does it in an unusual way. I think I once heard something. I was trying to find it today quickly, but why, Dafka, we always use Kof? To say Maisa Kof Ba'alma. Because he's the closest to a human, but it's still considered a Maisa Kof. Even that, anything an animal does is a Maisa Kof Ba'alma. But that's the phrase that Gemara uses in various places. Okay, but that was all number four suggestion. What is the nafkamina for yesh shavach or ein shavach samanim al gabe hatzemer? So it was, if you steal both the tzemer and the samanim, you put it together, and it either went down in value or it's tzavah b'hu kufa. Fine. Ravina Amar, number five, fifth and final approach. Hachal mayaskinan kagon tzemer dachad v'samanim dachad. No, the wool belonged to one person and the dye belonged to another person. Rashi says that we're not talking about gezel anymore. No, there's two things. There's wool of one and samanim of one. The kaasi kof, and here the monkey comes. And spills it together. Right, an animal gets loose from the zoo and pours the dye onto the wool. Right, so the question is as follows. So do we say that the dye exists on the wool? De amar le havli simani de gabach nenu, where the bal hadai could say to the bal hatzemer, give me my dye back, you have it. Do we say no, it does not exist? I'm sorry, this animal, you know, caused you a loss, but you know, I don't have anything of yours. I have my wool. Red wool, there's nothing different about red wool and wool. Tosfos says, 1 minute. Didn't we have a principle, Tosfos, in Dibur Maaskal O? Didn't we learn earlier in the Masechta that there's still a concept called Mishalemes Mashenehenes? That even if there's no hezek done, but if your animal gets benefit, so then you still have to pay what was benefit. So Tema says, Tosfos, in Dibur Maaskal O, Harinana Shetzimram Ulubadamim Yoser. His wool is worth more. Vishalem Mashenehenes. You should at least pay that. Just like Achlamitzide HaRachava or Mitocha HaRachava, read all the cases. If somebody gives me benefit, and also the other case in Ksubis, if somebody sticks something down my throat, I still have to pay what I benefited. So Tosfos answers, V'yesh l'chalek, d'hana'a d'hacha ein ba'a yidei ma'isav. D'hana here, his wool got dyed by the dye through the monkey. He didn't do it. V'lo yidei ma'isav behemto, his animal didn't do it. There was no action that could be connected to his hana'a. U'betachav lo chaveir afo b'she'ein zeh yidei ma'isav mikom makom ne'ne gufa. But Takalo Chaveiro requires Hanoas Haguf, meaning you either require Hanoas Haguf physically or a Maisa that's related to you. If you don't have either of those, so then it's not going to be enough to be Mechayev you. So in the Haaris, here in the Biri Adaf, there was a quote to Svara for this day of Tosfos, that the Yesod Chi of Nehene is not on the Kabbalah's Hana'a, but on the Netilas Hana'a. Remember this Hana'a, it's the Netilas Hana'a, not the Kabbalah's Hana'a. So Netila requires a Netila, or it could be physical. Hana'as Gufo is by definition called Netilas Hana'a. But just Kabbalah's Hana'a, like I gained some profit, that's not the Mechayev. So here too, even though my Tzemer is worth more, but there's no Netilas Hana'a. I didn't do a Netila, my animal didn't do a Netila, and it wasn't Hana'as Haguf, so therefore there's no Netila. That's how Reb Shmuel explains this Tosfos. Rishu Rizovsky. Inami, or Tosfos says, Hana dahaka lo chashiva hana, shein lo elanoi ba'alma yoser. Also here, maybe it's not called a hana, because it just looks nicer. Just looks nicer. Fine. Next. Tashma. So now we have the case. So we have the nafkaminas. We have two nafkaminas, four and five were accepted. So now, what's the din? So Tashma, let's try to prove it. Beged shetzvo beklife arlo yidaleg, a beged that was colored with Arla peels. We know the shells, the peels of Arla, something the inside of them have dye sometimes, and Arla is Asur Bahana Yidalek. So a beged that was colored with it has to be burnt. We know Arla, so Alma Chazusa Milsi. So what do you see from there? The arla is only the color of the baguette, and yet it has to be burned, the whole baguette. So that shows that appearance is something significant. So Amar Rava, no, arla is an exception. Shiny arla, hanoah nir leinayim asra Torah. Special din by arla that even hanoah that you just see is asr. The Tanya, as the Brisa says, arela mo yachel. You can't eat arla. Ein li elisra achila. Minayin shel yena mimenu. How do you know you can't eat it? How do you know you can't get benefit from it either? V'lo yisvabon. You can't use arla to die. V'lo yalik bozaner. You can't use arla to light your candle with. Tamalomar va'aral tem arla so es per yo. Because of that pasuk, arelim lo yachel l'rabos es kulam. All benefits are included, even hanoah nir leinayim. So far, it's not a generalization. Special din by arla. Ask the Mishnah Rishona. The Mishnah Rishona, one of the Gdoli Hachronim in arla, Paragimel. What does it say here? It says that if you color a beged with arla, you have to burn it. Why don't you just cut away that part of the beged? Burn the whole beged? Just cut away that part of the beged. Im tomar, yamayi dale, kayokal havir atzevay. This, first of all, you can get it off with soap. Why don't you get it off with soap? So the first answer is that you can. Brother Bryce is not telling you what you can do, but what the state is right now. You have to burn it. Inami, or maybe it doesn't come off. Doesn't come off with safun. So then he says, V'im tomar, if it's seva that does not come off, so maybe it should be batel. Right? We're going to learn that arla is batel in 1 in 200. So maybe the color is like a few strings is less. So 1 in 200, just why don't you say it's batel? Diafa gabti nikar ha'isr, even though Nikar Isser we paskin is not batel, that's only if you could remove it. But if you can't remove it, maybe even if you could see it. So v'yesh lomar mikomakom hacha mikri yachol lahasiro. It's called able to remove it. Sheyitzve'enu milamala tavachar. So die it again. You can remove it even if you can't remove it, but you won't get benefit from it. So die it again, says the Mishnah Rishona. Umiyonira, then he says, no, he says, maybe bittel doesn't apply here because it's by a beged. You can have bittel in this case for various reasons, whether it's min b'mino, min b'she'in amino, so that is that. But in a chinami, you could get the soap off, or you could just take off that part of the beged. Just cut off that part of the beged is also a possibility. Good. We mentioned in the past the chinuf by Arla and by Meister Shani, but when it comes up, we should mention Netar Avai, mention it again, what the reasons are. Misharshi HaMitzvah, right, says the Sefer HaChinuch, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that we have great, strong feelings, and Hakaras HaTov at that moment. Tremendous, you know, great feelings for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we want to channel it. When it channels, the first 3 years, you don't even touch it, because it all belongs to Hashem, so to speak. The fourth year, you bring it up to Yerushalayim, so you eat it in HaKadosh Baruch Hu city. But it's all those first few years of fruit, even though we've worked so hard, and we really think it's Kochi Va'osim Yadi, we want to channel it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Ramban even adds in his commentary on the Torah that maybe the first few years, you know, really the point is the fourth year. First few years, the fruit isn't so great yet. That's small, doesn't work so well. But the fourth year, so after the fourth year is really like the first year, and that you give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, that's Arla. Good. Let's continue. Says the Gemara Tashma, so though Arla wasn't arrived. So Tashma, let's try again. Beged shesvo beklifei shvius yidaleg, a beged that you colored with shvius peels has to be burned. So what do you see? Again, you see that appearance is significant. So shiny also, no, shvius also is an exception. To Amar Kra tiyeh b'hava yasotehe. Right, tiyeh, you know, it has to be, shvius is always in b'kdusha, b'kdusha sa, and therefore, even Mara, even just visual of Shvius is going to be Aser. What do you do wrong here by coloring your beged with Klifei Shvius? So Rashi quotes, it's an Iser Schora. Rashi says, Aser Laso Schora Bepei Roseha. So it must be, the Rashash says, it must be Rashi talking about a case where you colored it to sell. So that's why the Rabbein of Paris says, but what if you're coloring it for yourself? It just sounds like if you color it, it's a problem. But coloring it up, what if you do it for yourself? You're allowed to eat fruit of Shvius for yourself. You're allowed to do things for Shvius for yourself. So, sorry? It's not the usual tashmish for the shell, but maybe they're not the usual tashmish, but that wouldn't be a nisr schora. That would be just a nisr of reilach lavlol lehefsid. Rabbi Ben Parrot says, maybe it's after Zman Biur. Yeah. Maybe it's after Zman Biur. If it's after Zman Biur, as we know, all Perish Shvius have to be mavur at a certain time. So after Zman Biur, maybe that's the problem. What is beer? That we know is a major machlokas Rishonim. The Rambam says beer is destruction, physical destruction. Rambam says you have all peyer shvius. You have to. It's amazing. First, you have a mitzvah to eat them, and then you have a mitzvah to destroy them. Right. So that's the Rambam. But the Ramban holds the hefker. Be mafkir. Be mafkir. Put it outside. Be mafkir. And then you can be rezochid afterwards. So in Yonah Diyoma, tomorrow is the is tonight is the Zman Beer for grapes and for wines. Everybody who has Shvius wine has to put it out on the street, be mafkirit, and then they can take it back a little while later. That's the that's Beer in Yana Dioma. The Shamas Yana Balacha here also puts Achronim who say that maybe only Dafka Begadim have this whole issue of Chazusa. What if you're talking about a baguette? I'm sorry, a food. So do you have an issue of chazusa by food? Do you dye, make a food coloring? So says the Shamsi Yana Malacha, no. There wouldn't be a difference because there is abidi l'tam. The ikar is the tam, abo b'davar sh'maychol, the ikar an'aso, achilahi, hakol b'tam tal yemilsa. Efshar da'afshin ikar marisan lav klumhu. Even if nikar isra wouldn't be a problem, the only issue is begadim, which is all about the way... It's all about the way they look. Right? So this comes up in other places also. It comes up, for example, in Hilcha Shabbos. In Hilcha Shabbos, we have the issue, we have the concept called Ein Tzviya Ba'ochlin. The Shulchan Aruch says at the end of Simin Shin Chaf in Aruch Hayim, Litin Karkom B'Tavshel Mutter. Vein Lachash Mishem Soveya De Ein Tzviya Ba'ochlin. There's no Tzviya when it comes to Ochlin. That's why Mi'ikar Adin, let's say I'm making tea, let's say I'm making anything, you know, you could color it iced tea, not a problem. There are some achronim that say maybe you should be machmel chachila. That's why if you put in the dye first, you know, put in the tea first, and then put the other thing on it, just got to make sure you're not cooking the tea, which comes up. That's what many poskim say. But let's say you are dafka coloring the food because you want the color, not dafka because it happens to be colored like tea. You want the color. You want this to be whatever color. So then we paskin if it's not being used as a food. Let's say a caterer wants to have a certain centerpiece. I'm sorry. Icing, right? You want it to be a different color, so that's Sviya. There is Sviya by Ochlin there because you're not using it as Ochlin, right? Because then you're not using it just for the time. So what is this comes up? In Hilchos Pesach. Comes up in Hilchos Pesach. But the Shulchan Aruch says you should use red wine, unless white wine is better. The Taz says already that they stopped using red wine in his day 400 years ago because of the blood libels. They stopped using it. But let's say somebody lives in a society where he wants to use red wine, wants to be Mekam the Shulchan Aruch. Let's say he hates red wine. Or let's say red wine makes him sick. So he wants to use white wine. Let's see, you can only get white wine. So it's an easy answer. Put a little red into the white wine. No problem. But there, you'd have to do it for the red. That's why there, you have to put the red in first. Put the red in first, and then put the white in, and then it's not going to be a problem, right? Because then it's red automatically. That's not called dyeing and coloring the food. Okay. Viking. So, no raya from Shvius, no raya from Kalai. Rava, Rami. So, Tosis already points out, we're about to ask a question to bring a raya from Arla again. But didn't we just say in the previous Amud that Arla is an exception? So Tosfos says that it must be that earlier was Rabbah and this is Rava. That's what you have to say, right? So in our Gemara we have Rava down there. But Tosfos says it must be, in order to be able to read the Kedushas of the Gemara, that earlier was Rava. So Rava Rami, Rava asked the question. Tanan, one Mishnah says, Begat Chazal B'Klifi Arla Yidalek, as we said earlier, that a Begat that you color with Arla peels, you have to burn, Alma Chazusa Milsi, that shows Chazusa appearance is significant, V'Ramini, but we learned in the Mishnah in Ahalus, Revi'ez Dam Shen Nivla Ababayas, a Revi'ez Dam that got swallowed up in a house, a Revi'ez of a dead person that got swallowed up in a house, into the ground, Habayas Tamei. Some say the bias is Tame from the Revius of Dam. But I'm not bias Tar. Some say the bias is Tar. The low pligi. There's no stira. Ha bekalim to have it. And so what are we talking about? Rashi says, can't we talk about the house? Because houses themselves are mechubal karka. A house can't become Tame. We have to be talking about what's in the house. So which kalim are we talking about? So low pligi. Ha bekalim to have me kara. This is about the one that says Tame means where the Dam, the kalim were there while the Dam was there before it got absorbed into the ground. So those kalim are Tame because those kalim were in a house with a Revius of Dam. In Ohel, in this under the same roof. The Kalim and the blood were in this under the same roof, and then the blood got absorbed into the ground. So if the Kalim were there before it got absorbed, so then the Kalim are Tameh. Haba Kalim, the Asil Basof, and in the case where it says the Kalim are Tahar, that's a case where they came after it was already absorbed into the ground. It got absorbed into the ground, so that's why it's not Metameh, the entire Ohel, and therefore the Kalim inside are Tahar. As we know, a Revius of Dam also creates Tumas Ohel, not just an entire corpse. Yeah, if a kli is in, well, a kli cheres is only metame mi bifnim. All other kalim, or even if you touch it, but even a kli cheres, if it's in an ol, it's tame, unless it's mukaf ketzamet pasil, unless it's totally enclosed. So that's why kalim are all tame. There is a machlokas here in the Rishonim between the Raivin and the Miri to Chachmei Provence. What happens if the revius started getting absorbed when the kalim get in? So you have less than a revius of dam, but it's all mitzurif and mechubar to what's in the ground. That's a machlokas, the important lumdis. Regarding that. So this first half of what we just quoted has nothing to do with the raya that we're going to talk about. It's only the second half. So one of the Achronim points out, maybe it's like Rashi in Sukkah Daf Yudalad. Very important Rashi. Forgot this Rashi. Rabbi Damarav says, because it says there, whenever a discussion in Taurus comes up, a lot of times we quote even what's not needed because there's no Bavli on Taurus. That's why in other cases, wherever it comes up in Shas, it'll quote other parts of it even though it doesn't have to do with it. That's what Rashi says, Yudalad Amarav. V'amarli Rebbe. Mishum dahach mishnah min taurus she'ein b'hem shum gemara ba'olam v'lo mufureshes kashan b'shnayis l'pidach noeg ashas lomar gufa k'dil afarish. Right, it talks about it even though it's not really so in Yana Diyoma. Oh, just one other answer though that I forgot to mention before. Tosfos had said that we changed the girsa Rabba to Rava because we're about to ask a sira from Arla. I thought Arla was an exception. The Ravid says no. Maybe there's an answer. Because beforehand we said it's an exception. Don't bring me arayas from Isurim, right? Arla's an Isur to Mamonis. That says the Ravid, Isura mi Mamona lo Yalfinan, but Isura mi Tuma Yalfinan. Tuma and Isura are connected. Tuma and Isura are connected, even though Isurim and Mamonis are not connected. So it might be a svara for that. Right, Yalfinan, even though, right, according to the Gra, we mentioned it many times in the past, the Gra in Parsha Shoftim, where he says the six categories of Torah, Beidim Ladim, Beineg Lanega, Beidam Ladam, Tamei Tahar, Asur Mutar Chayev Zakai. So according to that, Tuma, Isur, and Mamadis. So they're all three different. So maybe a Svarada for the Rabbi could be, Tuma and Isur are both totally halakha concepts. Isurim and Tuma. Mamadis is based in... logic is based on there's Choshen Mishpat in the world also. There's a legal system, but the other Isurim and Tumas, maybe that's why those two can have a little more connection between the two. But that's a very important Ravid, right? Collector's item Ravid, Kafkuf Aleph and Baba Kama, right? Mamonim Isur lo Yalfinan, but Isurim Mituma. Those two you can learn from each other. Okay, just come tonight for that Ravid. Nivla Bixus, continuing though the Mishnah in Alis, Nivla Bixus, let's say, forget the blood getting into the ground, it got into a beged. So Rowan, it depends. Imis Kabesas Aksus Fiosim Reviasam Tame, if you'd be able to clean out the Ksus and squeeze out of it a Vias of Dam, then it's considered significant right now, even before you squeeze it out, and it's Tame. But Vim Lav, but if you would not be able to squeeze out the beged, a Revias Dam out of the beged, then Tahora, so then it's not considered as if it's there, it's Tahora. So what's the Kasha? What do you see from that Mishnah? It's there in the beged. You could see a Revias in the beged, but you can't squeeze it out. So what does the Mishnah say? It's not significant. Is that a Kasha? Because the first Mishnah from Arla says it is significant. Right? Arla, if you color a beged with Arla shells, it is significant. It becomes Arla. Well, in this Mishnah seems to say it's not significant if you could see the Revias of Dam inside. Amr of Kahana, Mikule Revios Shanukan. No, we're talking about one of the cases of that we can be makel by Revias. Why? But Dam Tfusa the Rabbana. We're talking about a case of Dam Tfusa, which is only Metami Ba'ol Midrabanan. It's a type of Dam that's only Metami Ba'ol Midrabanan. What is Dam Tfusa? If you look in all this, there are four different opinions what Dam Tfusa is. Rashi, for some reason here, quotes one of the opinions. It's unclear why. We might not pass them this way. One of the opinions, that is blood that goes out as somebody dies, and you're not sure if it came out while he was still alive or after he was dead. So that's why if it came out when he was alive, it's not Metami. Only Dam, right? It's not Metami Ba'ol. Only Dam from afterwards. That's why it's only Suffolk, so it's Tami Midrabanan. So if it's only Tami Midrabanan, that's what we could be Mako. Really, Me'ikra Din, appearance is Milsa, according to this answer. But we could be Mako here because it's only Dirabanan. Tosva says, also, what does it mean if you could get it out with water? Maybe you could use some stronger cleansing agents. You could get it out even... So Tosva says, also, it's Dirabanan, so we don't have to go so crazy. Whatever you could get out with water, that works, and if not. Okay, so that is... Rava's Rami. So now we have another one. Rava has another question. Again, once we're asking stiras of Rava, so now we have left Shevach al Gabe Tzemer. Now we go into something else. Rava Rami Tznan. The Mishnah says in Shvius. The Mishnah lists off in Shvius that food is a problem, is subject to Kedusha Shvius and others, and also says dyers, D-Y-E-R-S, are also subject to Kedusha Shvius. So Mimenat Sovin, which colorers, dyers, are subject to Shvius? Svichei Sitim v'kotza. The Svichim, the things that grow from Sitim and Kotza, these are types of dyes. Yeshla and Shvius, they have Kedusha Shvius. V'lodimei and Shvius. and they're damim, meaning we know that if you try to sell kedusha a pair of shvias, whatever you sell it for also is nitvas b'kedusha. Yesh lahem beer, and also they have to be gotten rid of whenever this man that is no longer in the field. You have to do beer. You have to either destroy it or be mafker it. Machlokas Rama Ramban, which we mentioned earlier, right when the time comes. V'ledmei and beer in there, you have to do that to their money also. Alma, what do you see from this mishnah? Eitzim yesh b'hem shem kedusha shvias, that wood and stalks are subject to kedusha. No, not just fruit. But even, right, you see, svichei seed makotz, like bushes. So even a type of eitzim is subject to kedushas shvias. But what does it mean, yesh lahem shvias? So Rashi says here, if you look on the second white line, first white line, yesh lahem ludein shvias, she'ein osim behem schora. You can't do business with them. That's kedusha. Derachmana amar, la'achlav lo l'schora. Because the Torah says, you have to eat it, and below the schora, and not to do business with it. For us, you can't color that schora. Again, Rashi says, coloring is a type of, doesn't sound like Rashi, also dafka l'achirim. Maybe schora is a type of action that's just like doing business. Coloring is like doing business with it, or it's like a business type of activity. But it's to connect this Rashi to the Rashi on Amud Aleph. Either way, so the first Mishnah says that the wood has kedusha shvias. Rashi brings up l'achlav l'schora, so just to mention, the Ramban, as we know from being in Eretz Yisrael for the past year, quotes this as a mitzvah daraisa. Eating peir shvias. According to the Ramban, it's the asay gimel that he says the Rambam left out. Asay gimel, it's a mitzvah daraisa la'achlav l'oschara. Sh'amra tar peir shvias, la'achlav l'oschara, v'zed dvar Torah. Hu kamosha amru v'achron, etc., etc. So it continues la'achlav l'oschara. There is, though, a machlokas achron within the Ramban. Does he really mean it's an asay? Or does he mean just a lav haba machlal asay? Meaning it's not really a mitzvah to eat it. Right, not really a mitzvah to eat it. Still, it's just if you don't eat it, you violate. If you do schar with it, you're violating Nisra Asay. Well, my nafkaminas, the mitzvahs of Malach was a number of nafkaminas. Is there a shear? Is there a shear for the mitzvah? If it's a mitzvah Asay, you have to eat the shear. If they eat the shear, but not just a kol shu. If it's an Isra Asay, maybe it'd apply even less. Or what about a bracha? Do you make a special bracha? Asher Kedoshem is Vanu Lecho Perishvias, something like that. It's a special mitzvah, right? Just like when we eat kachim, we make a special berachas mitzvah. Whatever it is. So here too, we should be able to make a separate bracha. So again, that would be two nafkaminas about whether it's a, even according to the Ramban, it is a kiyumasei or an isarasei. It's unclear in the Ramban exactly. Okay, so Rava says, the first Mishnah says that the wood has kedusha. V'ramini, but the stira, ali kanim v'ali kfanim shegivan b'chave al b'nei asada. Let's say you gather these types of wood, liktan la'achila, if you gathered it to eat, yesh b'em shem kedusha shvias, it has kedusha shvias. La'etim, if you gathered it for wood, ain b'em kedusha shvias. So you see, it depends why. It's not automatic. It's not automatic that it has kedusha shvias. La'etim. So, stira, the first Mishnah says, etim hath kedusha, and the second one says not. Umishani and Rava answered, Amakralla Achla, Bemishana Sobi Roshavin, Yatsu Him Shana Sanachan Biuran. No, the only thing that has Kedusha Shvias is where the something that its Hana'ah and its destruction is the same. Meaning when you get Hana'ah, you destroy it, like food. When you eat it, you destroy it. Right? Or when you dye something. When you dye it, you're destroying the dye. But Masha Inkim, when it comes to wood, the Hana'ah is after it's heated. Right, after it becomes coals. What about special type of wood that gives off a glow when it's being burned? So that hana is shavet to its beer. So amarava now, the most wood is used not for its glow, but if it's for its burning, like Bez Hashem tomorrow, aim beer chametzal besreifa, Rabbi Yehuda, most wood. Why is wood here in the world? Right, in order to create the lasaka, and therefore that's what Meikara Rashi says. It doesn't have kedusha shvias. It doesn't have kedusha shvias because most wood are used for burning and not for light.
To begin with, the Mishnah was, or this price, whatever this is talking about a certain type of eitzim, no?
Right, certain type of eitzim, but it's not automatic. It's not automatic. That's the key. For the first Mishnah, we get the, isn't it automatic? So we say it's not automatic. Okay, let's stop here. Everybody should have a good and Chag Sameach, and the Shem Shah, good and Yantosh.